Chief Prosecutor Robert Bakai said President Ford Nyasingbe canceled a trip to China when the security services of a foreign country warned that an attack against him was imminent.
Des informations relatives à une atteinte contre la sûreté de l'État.
Because of the gravity of the planned attack, Bakai said Togo State Intelligence Services began monitoring the activities of those suspected of plotting the violence. In a nationally broadcast statement late Monday, Bakai said security forces sought to question the president's brother, Kapacha Nyasingbe.
Certains militaires, de même que des civils de l'entourage de l'honorable député Kapacha Nyasingbe.
When security forces went to the home of the president's brother late Sunday evening, Bakai said they were shot at by bodyguards and soldiers inside the compound. The chief prosecutor says the shootout that followed in the Lome suburbs was unprovoked and that security forces called for reinforcements before forcing their way into the compound.
Une enquête est ouverte pour faire.
Bakai said an inquiry is underway of what he called an unfortunate situation. He added that security officials have already questioned five army officers and will interrogate members of Kapacha Nyasingbe's entourage. Kapacha Nyasingbe says he's the victim of an assassination attempt. He was Togo's Minister of Defense from 2005 until he was sacked by his brother in 2007. He's a member of parliament representing the Kara district, some 420 kilometers north of the capital. President Faure Gnassingbé was elected in 2005 following the death of his father, longtime Togolese President Gnassingbé Eyadema. Election observers said the violent 2005 election was seriously flawed. The next presidential election is scheduled for 2010. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.